Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to the I Almost Died podcast. I need you all to do me a big favor. If you're watching the video version of this right now, I need you to close your eyes and pretend for a moment like you can't see the giant pasta stain on my t-shirt. Yes, I am filming this covered in pasta stain. And you know what? I don't care. Because it was a delicious pasta, and did it ruin my shirt that I had just purchased? Yes. Have I tried bleaching it and using a Tide to Go stick, and it still won't come out? But you know, but it's okay. Yes, yes, I have. Anyways, how are you all doing? What's good? Real quick before we start the episode, I want to chime in on something that is probably old news by the time you're all listening to this. But let's talk about the TikToker fight. The TikToker versus YouTube fight. I can't believe this is a point of content on this podcast right now, but I actually was surprised by how much I enjoyed watching the TikToker fight. I don't care about sports in the slightest. In the slightest. I found out that, like, LeBron James wasn't a golfer like last year. So I don't care about sports. I never have. Every time I did sports as a child, I was forced to do it. It was against my will. I've never enjoyed sports. When I go to a sports bar or like get dragged to like a sports restaurant and they have sports playing on the TVs, I don't know what's happening. And none of it makes sense to me. It feels like I'm listening to like Cantonese. I don't understand sports. I don't understand the people. But to each their own. I mean, it makes a lot of people happy, gives them a lot of joy to watch people kick a ball around for multiple hours and eat chicken wings. If that is your thing, you do you, baby. I love that for you. But it's not for me. But I'm bringing this up because there was a TikToker versus YouTubers fight and I was like, I'm not gonna watch it. I'm not participating in watching this event. And what happened the very day of the fight? I watched it, like the little backboneless freaking fish following the stream person that I am. I watched the TikToker fight, and I have a few points that I'd like to go over with you all before we really get into the meat of this episode. So first off, I started watching around the Vinny fight, and let me tell you, that was crazy. So basically, it was Vinny Hacker versus this guy named Deji. He's like a YouTuber, and so they do this dramatic walkout before the fight, to like walk into the ring, and they like play their music, and bruh, Vinny played like the God music, and then he won the fight, and it was great. It was really something. It really opened my eyes. I'm like, wow, this is why people enjoy sports. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of cool. So that was really interesting. But the main reason why I brought this up was the Bryce Hall fight. I've said some things about Bryce Hall in the past, but it was somewhat satisfying to see someone whose name rhymes with rice ball lose so brutally in a fight that they were themselves hyping up so much. It was kind of glorious. It was kind of magnificent. I would recommend watching it if you are also in the same state of mind and same opinions of rice ball. It was kind of crazy. Anyways, I've never been in a fight. Like, the closest I got to a fight was in elementary school when two of my best friends were, like, squaring up, and then I tried to break it up, and then they just punched me in the face, and I fell to the ground. That was the closest I ever got. Probably closest I will ever get. Unless I get robbed or something, or, like, mugged on the street, then I might fight and probably lose. But, I mean, I would do a fight. If there was like a TikToker fight and the person I was fighting, it was like, it made sense. It was fun. I would totally do it. I would like, I would train. I would do the whole thing. I don't know who I would fight, though. That's the thing. There's very few people that come to my mind that I'm not going to mention that I feel like I could fight. Because I don't think I could just...
Hello?
Don't know what that was. There's very few people that I could just, like, fight. Because that's so random. You just, like, have, like, barely talked to someone and you just pummel them with your fists. Huh? It'd have to be someone that I have beef with or just kind of dislike. And a few people are coming to mind when I think of that. So, I don't know. A fight would be fun. Why am I saying this like I'm even remotely invited to be in a fight? That's just never happened. Anyways, just wanted to address that. So, back to the meat and cheese of the story. Today we're going to talk about, drum roll please, me almost dying while driving. Surprise, surprise. Bet y'all never guessed that was going to happen. So here's the thing. I don't know how to drive, but I've had my license since I was 14. I know that sounds insane, but yeah, in Alberta, where I grew up, you only have to be 14 years old to get your driver's license. So you, like, basically you take your, like, written test at 14, and if you pass it, it's the easiest thing ever, by the way, but if you pass it, they give you your learner's license, so you can drive with, like, an adult in the vehicle, or, like, friends, as long as there's, like, an adult. It really doesn't make a lot of sense. 14-year-olds should not be on the road, but regardless, I got mine. And then when you turn 16 or 2 years after you get your learner's, you can go for your full license. And I got mine at 16. Now you're probably wondering, Ben, you said you can't drive, but you have your license. Yes. I never took driver's training. This is the key. This is the key to the whole thing. I never took driver's training. I was never really trained on how to drive. I just kind of went for it. And it's been like that to this day. I was driving literally 30 minutes ago back from Walmart and was realizing that I don't know what to do at a traffic circle. And it's not just that. It's like at least 5 times every time I go out driving, I will run into a situation where I don't know what to do. Like, four-way stops endlessly confuses me. And somehow, I haven't ever really gotten in an accident or anything. Like, it's never been something that's my fault, or I was on a motorcycle. Like, the 2 times it's happened hasn't been my fault. I was on a motorcycle. The motorcycle story, y'all have heard, it was the first episode of this podcast. But the other one happened when I was, I think, 15. Or no, I was still 14. It was like the first few months into me getting my driver's license, my learner's license, sorry. And I could finally drive with a parent. So like me and my dad would like go drive to the grocery store and back and things like that. It was still very terrifying. Like the fear you feel when you like start driving for the first time, it's scary. It's not fun. It's too much stress for a 14-year-old. That's partially the reason why I'm like, 14-year-olds should not have a driver's license. It is stressful driving. We don't talk about that enough, how stressful it is. You were literally this close to dying the whole time. Like, you could literally move your wheel 4 inches to the left and just be obliterated. And that is insane to me that 14-year-olds can drive. Because, like, there's so many things that can go wrong when you're driving. Or you sneeze and just go into incoming traffic. Like, I don't understand how that's allowed. Anyways, so basically I'd have to do all the driving just to get practice when I was 14, but it'd be very stressful. I did not like it. There was many times when I wanted to just like burn my driver's license so I wouldn't have to like do it and I couldn't be forced to like drive because it was like actually like my least favorite thing. Now I love driving because it's like, it's so fun and liberating. You can just go whenever, wherever, whenever. You can go to the store. Like, I've taken buses a lot. I mentioned this in, like, a transit video before. But, like, buses just suck. And, like, it really is not fun, like, having to, like, work around where you want to go with, like, a bus route or, like, a train route. And you have to, like, do all this walking. And it's so, it is so nice being able to have a car and you just park in the Walmart parking lot. And you are there and it's beautiful. It is beautiful. Anyways, so this was Christmas Eve. I want to say 2015 because I was 14. And oh my God, this is annoying me so much thinking about this story. Anyways, I had a bunch of family over at my house, like lots of cousins, lots of uncles and aunties. Like I think like six cousins were staying with us, and they had found out that I got my license. Like I told them, I was like, guys, got my license. Oh, LOL. And so they're like, oh my gosh, Ben, that is so exciting for you. We should go for a drive. It'll be lots of fun. I was like, I don't know about that. And then my dad was kind of like egging it on. He was like, yeah, like let's take him for a spin. And I like really didn't want to do it. Like as fun as that would be, I really just did not want to get on the roads. Because I was scared. Because it is scary. And not a fun time for me. But eventually they like pressured me into doing it. And I was like, okay, let's go. Now, keep in mind, this was Christmas Eve in Canada. Specifically, central Canada, where it is covered in snow. So this was already a terrible idea to begin with. Like literally probably like a foot of snow on the ground. The roads hadn't been swept. It was slippery. The whole thing. Okay, so we're like getting ready to get in the car, and my cousins were, let me just like kind of describe them for you real quick, the ones that were in the car. They were like kind of, they were in that phase of being a kid where you're just kind of like always like teasing the younger kid and like just like being annoying like that. And they're like, I bet you can't drive. I bet you're going to crash. And that obviously did not help the driving anxiety at all. So I was like, hey, let's stop that, please. Anyways, so we're getting ready to get in the car. Like, oh my gosh, Ben's going to be driving. This is so silly. I'm like, can we just have a peaceful drive to Walmart, please? Thanks. Anyways, so by my house, there was this like whole neighborhood that hadn't been developed yet. So like they had built all the streets, but there was like no houses. Now it's all houses. It's freaking crazy how fast they can just put up suburbs. Anyways, so there's just all these like streets that you could just kind of go down and like it was streets by Doja Cat essentially. And so we were driving around. Like I said, it was winter, so not only is the ground slippery, it's also icy in some parts. And we're driving around just having a little bit of fun. Like after like about 10 minutes of driving, I was like, okay, you know what? It's not that bad. Like maybe I can do this. Maybe I'm a good driver. Maybe my Uber era is incoming. Like who knows? And we're like in this really snowy, icy area. And my dad is like kind of like joking along with like my cousins, like, haha, you should be like a Formula One race car driver. And then, so here's the thing. It was my dad's car that we were driving. It was this like kind of old silver, I don't even know, like beat up, busted up car, like nothing fancy, nothing special. And it didn't have really good tires, but like it was my dad's car. So he got the brilliant idea. The just absolute Einstein freaking level, like, I almost said Tupac, trying to think of a scientist. That's, wow, my brain is really not working. Just Einstein level idea to pull the emergency brake while I'm driving for one of the first times in my life. Already with 10 onion layers of anxiety just piled onto me taking the wheel of this Dodge Neon car. So I know you might not be physics majors or anything, but I want us all to take a guess of what happens when you pull an emergency brake in a car on icy roads when you're going fast. Take a moment to think about that, and we will get back to that right after this quick break. Okay, welcome back. So my dad pulled the emergency brake and we spun out and crashed into a snowbank on Christmas Eve, which was really fun. Now, we weren't that far from the house. I think we were like half a mile away. So like there's that. It's okay. But I want you to imagine you're in my boots. You're 14 years old. You have just gotten your driver's license and you're doing one of your first drives ever. And you finally feel like you have this air of trust. And your dad pulls the emergency brake in the car and you spin out with your cousins in the car. Everyone is screaming for their lives, very much shrieking, and you're spinning and then crash into a snowbank. I want you to imagine how you would feel in that moment. So the snow settles and the car is fully stuck in this snow pile. And I look at my dad and I'm like, so the reason for that was what? The root of that action was for what, Father? What was all of that for? Is what I would like to know in this moment of terror. What was all of that for? And my cousins are like, oh my God, what just happened? Is everyone all right? Like being dramatic and like freaking out. Like we had no injuries. We were just like kind of pushed to the side. But anyways, I want you to also picture if it's Christmas Eve, what places are going to be open? Oh my God, wait, hold up. Okay, y'all, I started smelling natural gas and I looked at the fireplace in this room, which usually has a pilot light going, which burns the natural gas, but if it goes out, it starts filling the room with natural gas, and I looked and I thought it was out, but it wasn't. That would be really ironic if the I Almost Died podcast ended me with dying. That would be kind of baller, kind of rock star. I need to keep this podcast going until I'm like 80, and then the last episode I'm gonna be like, and then just die on the podcast. That'd be kind of fun. Anyways, on Christmas Eve, you can't really do anything. There's no shops open. There's no restaurants. There's no stores open. Shops and stores are the same thing. Why did I say that twice? Who says shops? Anyways, so if you, in the event that you get in a car accident, you get stuck, you're in the ditch, you can usually call like the tow truck company, or like if you have like insurance, they'll usually like give you a tow truck. You see, that wasn't the case because it was Christmas Eve and nothing was open. And the tow trucker people, there was like very few of them. So we called them. They're like, it's going to be about 72 hours. So what we weren't about to do is wait in that car for 3 days. And it was half a mile away. So we're like, okay, let's assess our options here, folks. Also, by the way, I was peeved, to put it in the slightest way. I was peeved. And I hated driving still at that point. So I was really looking for any excuse to never drive again. I had a hissy fit. I literally took my license, got out of the car, and threw my driver's license as far as I could throw. And it was a little card, so it literally went 2 feet. And it was really embarrassing, but I was so livid. I was like, and I told my dad, I'm never driving again. I am never driving again. This was a sick joke. And I am done. I am not doing it again. And he's like, we'll discuss this later. And I'm like, no, I am literally not driving again. This is evil. So my cousins are like kind of freaking out. They're like, oh, like, what are we gonna do? So we call our uncle, who's back at the house. He has a Hummer. If you don't know what a Hummer is, it's like basically a tank, but just made a little bit more street legal. So we had that going for us. So we called him over and he like drove over in like, I think like 20 minutes. Like, it was cold, by the way. It was freaking freezing. It was Christmas Eve, so duh, December, duh. It was so cold, but he came over and he was like, I think I have a winch and we can try pulling it. So he like hooked up the car to his Hummer, and this was a team effort at this point. So we had to like have one person in the car driving, which was my dad. I was serious when I said I'm not driving again. And he was in like the front seat, and then us cousins were at the back of the car trying to push it out of the snowbank while my uncle pulled the car out with a winch connected to his Hummer. This was an entire rescue operation, and I was not having a single chunk of it. Not a single piece, not a single chocolate chunk of Subway cookie of this whole situation. No, ma'am, no, I was not. Anyways, so what happened? Well, it didn't work. We were out there for about an hour pushing and pulling this damn tiny little car that looks like a bug, and it was so stuck in the freaking snowbank that it didn't come out. So we got in my uncle's Hummer and we went home, because what else is there to do? We're not walking. That is simply not happening. Absolutely not. So we abandon the car and we go home, and we're like, okay, well, that's really awkward. So the car did get out in the end. We got like I think it's called AMA or something, like our tow truck people to just pick it up 3 days later. So honestly, it was kind of like an L on my dad's part, because he just didn't have his car for 3 days. And it's like, oh, that's too bad. Maybe shouldn't have pulled the emergency brake. So when we got back, everyone was like, oh my gosh, like, are you guys okay? Like, what happened? And they were all looking. Here's the thing. All my uncles and aunties were looking at... Who is blending a smoothie behind me right now? Anyways, all my family was looking at me like I had just created this entire wreck. This disaster was all me. I was the iceberg that hit the Titanic. And no one believed me that the emergency brake was pulled. And even after my dad was like, God, like, it was me. I pulled the emergency brake. People still were like, man, I can't believe you crashed. That peeved me off endlessly. So annoying. Literally was not my fault. I was trying my hardest to drive safe, and this thing happens to me. I was so mad. Anyways, in the end, car came back, was pretty much fine. But literally, like, I don't understand how I'm allowed to drive. Like, I got really lucky with my driver's test when I was 16 to get my full license, because I just was somehow excellent at parking and did everything right. But in reality, I honestly don't know how to drive most of the time. There are so many things that I do wrong that I don't do. And like, my parents will remind me, like, whenever I drive with them, they're like, what are you doing? Like, every 10 seconds. Cause it's like, I'm just not good at it. So like, I don't know. It still stresses me out when I get behind the wheel. I've never driven like more than like 4 hours, but I just noticed I drove to Montana. That was an exception. That was like full, I don't know what I was on that I managed to drive like 8 hours to Montana. But regardless, I hate it. Hey, guess whose camera died again because it's too hot in my room? It's me. And also, it's so hot, I literally have been sweaty this whole entire time. So nobody mention it. Nobody please bring up the soup stain and the sweat. I know I look like an iPad toddler that is like 21 years old, a 21-year-old iPad toddler, but let's let it go, okay? No, literally, I'm fully iPad toddler. I have a Squishmallow right here with like a dookie stain on it, and I don't even know where that came from. So that's fun. Anyways, I hate driving. And the thing is, I have my own car. It's the same car I've had since like grade 9. It was given to me as a present, and I love it very much, but it's also about to die. It has 300,000 kilometers on it, which is like, I don't freaking know, like 170,000 miles. So basically, it could fall apart at any moment. I have forgotten to get all the things you're supposed to get when you have a car, such as oil changes, tire changes, cleaning. It's like not a good situation, and very much you might see a headline one day saying Ben of the Week dead after his car fell apart on the freeway and got ran over 14 times. That is very much in the realm of possibility. But I've mentioned this before in a video, but I have a car coming that I ordered, but I kind of want to cancel it because I am scared of it. So here's the thing. I ordered a Tesla Cybertruck. Now, it's not like other cars or Teslas where you can order it and then you like either like get it right away or get it in a month. They haven't started making these yet. These are fresh off the press. So I'm literally not going to be getting this until like earliest is like early 2022 is when I will be getting Cybertruck. But like, I kind of don't want it because it is like, I love the idea of it because it looks like a Minecraft car. Like it straight up looks like a car in Minecraft. Like look up a picture, search up Tesla Cybertruck. It is insane. It is truly insane how crazy they look. And I'm scared because they're freaking huge. Now, my car right now is this little tiny Toyota Corolla. It's super small and cute and it's maneuverable. And I love that for my baby. Her name is Beeper. But having a truck is a whole other thing indeed. Because this thing is huge. It has got a caboose and a half. It is going to be humongous. And I've never driven anything like that. Now, there's pros and cons to it. Pros is it's like practically indestructible. It has bulletproof windows and it's like impossible to die in it, essentially, which is very good considering the probability of me dying in a car is astronomical. So it's good that it's like safe and it's electric, which is very important to me. I'm not getting a gas powered car because like we are already just peeing and puking on this planet 24/7. Like the last thing we need is more gas cars. So I'm getting like, I'm glad it's electric. Three, I think it looks just amazing. It looks so fun and cool and silly and stupid, but I love it. Now let's move on to the cons. The cons are I won't get it until 2022 and I'm impatient. I won't order something online if it doesn't come in 2 days and it's really stupid. But I'm just really impatient. So I've been waiting. By the way, I ordered this in, I think, the start of 2020, and it's not coming until 2022. This will probably be the longest I've ever waited for, like, any type of purchase, but it's like a good waiting exercise, and I feel like I need that. Anyways, back to the cons. Like I said earlier, this thing is huge. This thing is ridiculously huge. I have no clue where I'm going to park it, for one thing. I don't know what country I'm going to get it in, by the way. Who knows in 2022 what country I will be living in. So that's a thing that I also need to figure out. And it's like wherever I'm living has to have a plug so I can plug my car in, because that's what you do with electric cars. You can't just park it on the street because there's no plug and then it's not going to... It's stressing me out. And all of this, I love how I'm like, all of this, I've made 2 points. Makes me want to cancel it and just have my bike. Enjoy my bike. My bike is what I know and what I love. And I feel like I don't need anything more than that. But at the same time, sometimes I'm like, damn, I really just want to go to IKEA. But IKEA is far. And if I biked, I would probably break my neck from crashing into something, riding it on the highway, or die of exhaustion. And it's things like that that make me just need a car, because I'm really getting sick of Ubering. Every single Uber is such an uncomfortable, unpleasant experience. It's never fun, especially during COVID. So I just... I don't know what to... I'm probably going to cancel it, to be honest. Whenever things come into my life that's just too stressful, I'm like, okay, let's cancel it. But... I don't know. Maybe I'll stick with my bike. By the way, if y'all haven't seen my bike, you need to go to my Instagram and look at it. It's probably the thing I'm most proudest of. It is a blue bike with a blue basket, with a blue bell, with blue handles, with a blue helmet. Did I say a blue bell? It's so cute. It's the cutest bike ever. It's my dream bike. It's so fun. I ride it everywhere in LA. I love it very much. But anyways, that is about it for this episode. This was all over the place. I'm so sorry we had another one of these episodes. We went from Bryce Hall to me almost dying in a car to my Tesla. Like, anyways, but I'm going to be posting a car makeover video very soon with my car that I have right now. I want to do like all sorts of crazy stuff for it. So what I need you guys to do is please comment some things I should do to like make over my car. I'm going to put like the fake grass on the ground and then like fur on the ceilings, not fur, like fake fur, and make it like look really cool. So please let me know how I should customize my car. I think it could be really fun. And that'll be a video on my channel in a few days. So anywho, thank you so much for watching / listening to this podcast. If you watch the video version, you can listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audible, like wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're listening on any of those platforms, you can watch on YouTube. My YouTube channel is called I Almost Died. And yeah, thank you so much. I will see you next Wednesday. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at Ben of the Week, YouTube at Ben of the Week, Twitter at Ben of the Week. Okay. Stay safe. Stay healthy, get vaccinated. I will see you next Wednesday. Bye.